Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
8:30, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas game wardens are asking for the public's help to find those who killed two antelope and left them to rot in a southwest Kansas field. Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism officials say game wardens found the dead animals Saturday night in a field in Morton County. The antelope were shot with a rifle out of season and left in that field. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We may have some patchy areas of frost on a few windshields to start the day. Sunshine, low 70s at noontime, 77 for the high later on this afternoon. Tonight's going to be clear and not as cool with a low near 50. Big changes coming by tomorrow afternoon with a strong cold front moving in. We'll warm to 71 with temperatures in the upper 30s by Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 39 degrees, a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. A house was destroyed in an explosion in central Kansas Tuesday morning west of Mound Ridge. Fire officials say the house was completely leveled and in flames when they arrived. Mound Ridge Fire Captain Jeremy Johnson told KSN News.
We've had a house explosion approximately 3 years ago, but it's kind of uncommon for this area.
No one was injured. Cause of the explosion is under investigation. Authorities say a Wichita businessman has died following a drag race crash at a California track.
The Kern County Coroner's Office says 50-year-old Brett Henry struck a wall during a race Saturday at a track north of Bakersfield. He died the next day at a hospital. Henry was CEO and co-founder of Wichita-based Henry Industries. The racing outlet Dragzine reported Henry was driving as part of the NHRA California Hot Rod reunion when the crash took place. Henry is survived by his wife, Laura, and three children. Funeral services are pending. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Democratic candidate for Kansas governor, whose three-year-old grandson's body was found encased in concrete, has joined the push to reform the state's child welfare agency. The Kansas City Star reports former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer says his family filed multiple requests with the Kansas Department of Children and Families to check on his grandson, Evan Brewer, before the toddler's remains were found last month. Seats on the Wichita City Council and Board of Education will be decided by voters in the Sedgwick County election, along with other municipal races. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Tabitha Lehman tells KNSS News she is optimistic that vote tabulation will go smoothly.
You know, this is our seventh election this year on our new voting equipment, and everything has gone really well with our new equipment, so we're very excited about it.
Advance voting is already underway with Election Day Tuesday, November 7th. Don't forget your photo ID. Praise is pouring in for outgoing Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham appearing on Fox News.
I'm sad that Jeff Flake's leaving the Senate. He's a friend. He's smart. He's independent-minded. He will do hard things. He's a problem solver.
Senator Flake said he would not be, quote, complicit with President Trump. He joins Tennessee Senator Bob Corker in resigning at the end of the term. Senator Corker has also been a vocal critic of the president, saying, quote, he debases our nation, end quote, with his behavior. Mark Wahlberg is asking for forgiveness.
Mark Wahlberg said he hopes God will forgive him for his portrayal of a porn star in Boogie Nights, the film that really kicked Wahlberg's movie career in high gear. Wahlberg stood beside Chicago Cardinal Blaise Cupich Friday and said he hopes that God is a movie fan and also forgiving because he says he's made some poor choices in the past.
I think heaven has sent you here, Dirk Diggler.
Boogie Nights follows the career of Wahlberg's character, Dirk Diggler, through the porn industry. In the 70s and 80s, the Boston-born actor has talked frequently about his Catholic faith. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
8:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Entertainment News. The Blur with Ted Woodward starting off this morning with news of the passing of a television star. Right, Ted?
Yep, let's get more on the groundbreaking and Emmy-winning star of Benson, Robert Guillaume, has passed away.
Robert Guillaume is perhaps best known for playing Benson Dubois, the dry-witted butler, on the sitcom Soap and then Benson.
This is some place you got here.
The role would score him an Emmy in 1985, making him the first African-American actor to win Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy. And it wasn't Guillaume's only first. He was also the first black actor to play the lead on stage in The Phantom of the Opera. He was also the voice of Rafiki in The Lion King and had more than 90 other credits to his name. He's survived by his wife, TV producer Donna Brown Guillaume, and four kids. Robert Guillaume died from complications of prostate cancer. He was 89. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And we take a look at 25 years ago today was the death of Roger Miller. Died of cancer. He was only 65 when he passed away. Hit song King of the Road.
And
Roger
others.
Miller. Yep. He passed away 25 years ago today. You have a birthday today, though. How about Marion Ross, the mom on Happy Days.
Mrs. C.
Yeah. Marion Ross is 89 today. Happy birthday, Marion Ross, one of the great TV moms.
Right.
Hey, let's take a look at the numbers for The Walking Dead. Will there be a Wolverine spinoff? And the latest on the Biebs.
You're going to make me count.
Yeah, but only as high as 11.4 million. That's how many people watched Sunday, season 8 premiere of The Walking Dead. And while impressive, it's not great news for the AMC hit. It's the lowest season premiere audience for the show in 5 years. Last season's premiere drew just over 17 million viewers.
Logan, she's very much like you.
But is she enough like Wolverine to get her own movie? Logan director James Mangold tells The Hollywood Reporter he's working on a spin-off script featuring actress Daphne Keene's pint-sized killing machine, Laura, from this year's box office hit. Third time's the charm for an unidentified woman who was arrested Monday night for allegedly trespassing at a Los Angeles area home being used by Justin Bieber. Police say it's the third time this week she's been spotted on the property.
Hey, don't make that face. It will be fun.
Over a year after she left ABC's Grey's Anatomy, Sarah Ramirez is joining CBS's Madam Secretary. I'm Christopher Watson.
The battle rounds concluded last night on The Voice on NBC. Teammates going head-to-head for the right to grab the last spots in the knockouts. Ashland and Megan, representing Team Miley Cyrus, battling each other on Waylon Jennings' Good-Hearted Woman.
It is a really, really tough decision for me. And I'm really proud of both of you and super honored to have had this experience to work with you and dig into country music. It's made such an impact on me, both of you. The winner of this battle is Ashland.
Ashland Kraft moving on to the knockouts. Congratulations.
Yo, The Voice on NBC. Some surprising revelations from one of the stars of Sex and the City.
Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall might have had kids if she hadn't been working so hard on the HBO show.
You men have no idea what we're dealing with down there.
In an interview with Piers Morgan on ITV, she says she thought about doing fertility treatments while doing the series when she was in her early 40s, but wasn't sure she could handle the 19-hour days the show demanded and raise a child. She also revealed she was never friends with her co-stars, including Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
And she'll never play the character, Samantha Jones, again.
After everything that we've been through.
Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A politician in New Zealand says he's disappointed with a decision by a judge that requires his political party to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to a well-known American rapper.
Eminem's 2002 hit Lose Yourself is known around the world, but a judge in New Zealand says a knockoff of that song is going to make a political party there lose $600,000.
Nobody said it would be easy.
This is Eminem-esque, a song used in campaign ads by the Conservative National Party in 2014. The party says it bought the song from an Australia-based library, but the judge says it violates copyright and came up with a figure about $415,000 U.S. based on a hypothetical license fee. Brian Clark, ABC News.
There you go. Even down under, we got a little blur action today.
Yeah.
40 years ago on this night, the opening night on Broadway of a play called Some of My Best Friends, starring Ted Knight. Of course, the great actor that was in Mary Tyler Moore's Show and Caddyshack.
Ted Baxter.
Yeah. You probably never heard of Some of My Best Friends. It only made it for five nights.
Five nights. Wow.
And that was Ted Knight's only appearance on Broadway. He only made it for five nights. But, you know, he certainly made his mark in TV and movies.
He did.
But Broadway apparently just didn't quite work for Ted Knight.
Mm.
70 years ago today, the release of the Warner Brothers cartoon Doggone Cats. Now, it stars Sylvester, but it also starred Sylvester's brother.
Oh, he had a brother?
What was his brother's name, Steve?
Oh, gosh.
For all the money in my wallet.
I don't think I have any idea.
No guesses?
No.
Alan. Yep, it was Sylvester's brother, Alan.
Alan the
cat?
He
looks exactly like Sylvester, except his fur is orange, and he did not speak. And they never brought his character back in the classic Warner Brothers cartoons.
Alan.
Sylvester's brother, Alan, who did not speak.
Good name for a cat.
They didn't bring him back for like another 65 years until they were doing the Looney Tunes show earlier this decade, and they brought back Alan.
Brought Alan back, huh?
And there you go. Alan's debut.
There's
Sylvester's
some trivia for
brother.
You ever get that, you know? Who is Sylvester's brother?
60 years ago today, the release in Wichita movie theaters of the musical Pal Joey, Frank Sinatra, Kim Novak, and Rita Hayworth. And Steve's over there yawning. Oh. How can you not like that movie?
I don't know.
How can you not like really Kim Novak and Rita Hayworth in Technicolor?
Mm.
Hey now.
Okay.
Nothing doesn't do anything for you, apparently.
Pal Joey. What is he, a nightclub guy or something? And
he won a Golden Globe, Sinatra did.
He's a bad guy and...
Good-looking women all over the place.
Hmm. All right.
And so we'll take a look at that.
All right. Pal Joey.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah. Came out 60 years,
60
ago,
years
today
ago today
in Wichita movie theaters.
18-something.
Yep. And 50 years ago today, the release of the musical Camelot in Wichita theaters.
It's a big one.
Richard Harris, Vanessa Redgrave. Richard Harris won a Golden Globe for his role as King Arthur. 50th anniversary of Camelot. All right. Let's finish with the funny. Let's start with the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Delta is hiring 1,000 new flight attendants, and it's a very tough tryout.
Oh.
Yeah, when pushing the beverage cart, you have to slam into at least 12 passengers' knees. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
In last night, let's check in with ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
It's almost Halloween. It used to be cold here on Halloween. We don't wear skimpy Halloween costumes to be sexy anymore. We wear them to survive. I'll tell you what, these Chinese really are going all out with this climate change hoax. If the temperature holds up, game one tonight between the Dodgers and Astros will be the hottest World Series game ever. First two games are here in Los Angeles, and then the series moves to cooler climate, the Gobi Desert it's going to be in.
Very hot in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, checking with ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Serving up tasty food right there, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They'll get you fixed up. They even have delivery available from 5 to 9:30 p.m.
Great.
So check it out. Mm. If you want a tasty pizza, you just drive on down K-15 to 208 South Baltimore and enjoy Pizza John's in Derby.
8:42 now, Steve and Ted. Court awards Wichita Company in intellectual property case. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal has that story and more on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.